This is Senator Al Simpson. It's time to put some jaw teeth in the law that protects those involved in interstate commerce from the crimes of robbery and extortion. Ted Kennedy and I will face off after this. Robbery and extortion are crimes no matter who commits them, Ted. Congress passed the Hobbs Act years ago to deal with labor union violence. It was intended to protect individuals who were engaged in interstate commerce, and it was directed specifically to unions, companies, and management officials. But a Supreme Court ruling made amendments to the law absolutely necessary. The federal government simply must have the ability to punish significant acts of extortion and violence when they occur during labor management disputes. There is no place for violence in this society, and we should not twist laws by any means in order to legally condone it. Surely you condemn violence, Ted, but are you going to continue to give your labor union pals a legal loophole the size of the Grand Teton?
Al, I agree that violence has no place in labor management disputes. The issue is whether it ought to be a federal crime. The Supreme Court interpreted the labor laws correctly when it ruled that Congress never intended to turn such incidents into federal offenses. It's an issue for state and local jurisdictions, and I'm surprised that an old states writer like you would endorse such a vast expansion of federal law enforcement at the expense of local governments. There's no evidence at all that these incidents of violence can't be handled by local authorities. The FBI has better things to do than spend its time investigating fistfights on a picket line. Your right-wing friends are wrong to turn federal law enforcement into a tool to side with business in labor management disputes. In this clash between two cherished conservative principles, Al, states' rights and union busting, it's too bad that union busting won out with you. This is Ted Kennedy. Tomorrow on St. Patrick's Day, Senator Al Simpson and I will face off on the Irish in Northern Ireland. Tune in tomorrow on the Mutual Broadcasting System.